Good morning. Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, the governor has signed it. We now have the so-called green light bill as a new law. That means undocumented immigrants will be able to get driver's licenses in New York State. It's the 13th state to do so.
Yeah, that's right. It was narrowly approved by the Senate and almost immediately signed by Governor Cuomo, despite concerns yesterday that federal immigration officials could search databases to try to find undocumented immigrants in New York. But the controversial measure passed the 62-member Senate by a vote of 33 to 29, and it may end up haunting some of the Democrats who supported the bill. As you said, it's known as the Green Light Bill. It's sure to be a flashpoint next year's Senate races, especially on Long Island, where the Democrats grabbed the majority last year with big wins in traditionally Republican districts. Democrats argue that the licenses will mean safer roads and allow undocumented immigrants easier access to get to jobs and other appointments. Senate Republicans have opposed the measure for years, saying it incentivizes breaking the law and may eventually enable non-citizens to vote. Cuomo signed the bill late last night.
From there to the continuing trial and its closing arguments of NXIVM co-founder Keith Raniere.
Yeah, that's right. The jury could have this case as soon as today. The defense is going to continue with summations, and then there'll be a rebuttal from the government. Yesterday in the federal courtroom in Brooklyn was packed with formerly loyal Keith Raniere disciples, alleged slaves, and his supporters. They quietly listened as federal prosecutors cast Raniere as a sexual predator and grifter who built an empire to attain money, power, and sex. There's a quote from Assistant U.S. Attorney Maura Penza. "You saw him for what he was, a con man, a predator, a crime boss." Raniere's attorneys during the trial did not call any witnesses. Raniere did not testify. Instead, they relied on their cross-examinations of the government's witnesses to raise reasonable doubt. On Monday, they portrayed the so-called master sex group that was a focus of federal government's cases, quote-unquote, a social club, and quote-unquote, strong medicine that helped troubled people. As I said, the defense is going to continue its summations this morning. And then after a rebuttal from the government, the jury will be charged on the law. And it'll be up to them to decide how this 6 weeks trial ends.
City editor Mike Goodwin joining us. For more, head to timesunion.com. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, thanks, Dave.